You'll get married on a Sunday and you'll wear that wedding band. So step it out, Mary, my fine daughter.
All right, the group is Tally Moore, and that's who's on the line. Let's talk about this St. Patrick's Day party. It's this weekend and more. And Aaron Hoffman, are you standing by?
Yeah, it's Aaron Hoffman and Dave Kennedy with me as well.
Hey, Dave Kennedy, good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right, Dave Kennedy.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad you are here. I hear you play a pretty mean guitar.
Well, we try. We try.
Aaron, you play a pretty mean fiddle?
Yep.
Awesome. And you are part of Tally Moore that involved in this weekend's Michigan Irish Music Festival. It's a St. Patrick's party in Muskegon. You were the featured entertainment for the 2 days, described as a high-energy contemporary Irish folk music group from Milwaukee, Tally Moore with two O's. So, Aaron, take it away. What's happening in your life?
Well, we released an album last year. It's actually a year ago to the day that we're very excited about. We played at the Michigan Irish Festival this past summer, and we are very excited to be back in Muskegon to see everyone again and play for the St. Patrick's Party.
Cool. Tell us, give me more details, Dave, about who Tally Moore is.
Sure. Well, there are four main members of the group. You mentioned I play guitar, Aaron's on fiddle, Matt Bowl is on piano, and Sean Ward is on mandolin. All four of us sing. And in terms of the style of music, we focus on Celtic folk songs, and we try and give them sort of a fresh, modern adaptation, relying on our instrumentation. And then we put our own arrangements together, both from the standpoint of sometimes restructuring the tunes and then also putting our own vocal harmony arrangements together. So there's sort of updated versions of traditional Irish, Scottish, and Celtic folk songs.
That's cool. Well, again, looks like you're hitting it strong both tonight and tomorrow night. Bella Maria's Event Center off of Ponaluna Road in our great Muskegon area. What will we witness over these next couple of nights?
Well, you know, we haven't done the party before. We've heard it's quite an event. We know there's Brother Crow, I believe, is. I know they're also playing. I think they're from the Detroit area.
Yep.
I know we're going to have some Irish dancers as well. We're playing two sets each night. They're sort of interspersing the music groups and the dancers. So in terms of our material, we'll be playing everything off our new album as well as some off our prior CD. And we're hoping to bring a lot of high energy to the night.
Awesome. Again, tickets are available at the door with doors opening 5:30 through 11 o'clock tonight. Yes, to fit you all in, those bands, including you, Tally Moore, Brother Crow, Irish Dance Performances, and more. Aaron, tell me about your title, Tally Moore. What's that mean?
It was just something that we came up with a few years ago. It doesn't really have any specific meaning.
Good. Now, are you both, tell me a little bit about the rest of your team.
Well, we've got Matt Bull on piano and vocals, and then we also have Sean Ward, who plays mandolin and sings. We're really a vocally heavy group, so, you know, the audience can expect to hear a lot of really fine-tuned vocal harmonies along with, you know, our violin and mandolin and then other instrumentation.
Cool. Let me play a little bit of Dirty Old Town. What's this all about, Dave?
Well, this is probably a song that will be familiar for those folks that are Irish or are familiar with sort of the tradition of Irish folk songs. Dirty Old Town is one of these tunes that you'll hear sort of in pubs being sung. It's kind of a love song, but it was written out of either Cork or Limerick, which was back in the day kind of a very industrial town. So you'll hear imagery that'll relate to sort of the factories and some of the work that was being done in the, I believe it was Cork area. But this should be a familiar song for listeners.
Very good. Let's take a listen.
It's a dirty old town.
That and more on your latest album, as we've been mentioning, Tally Moore, one of the great acts you'll see at this weekend's Michigan Irish Festival. We'll give the details in just a second. Aaron Hoffman, what else? I mean, it's good to be Irish this weekend and beyond.
Oh yeah, definitely. And this is a really busy and exciting time for us. We travel a lot during the summer months doing the festivals, but March is definitely a really fun, exciting, and busy time for anybody involved in Irish music and culture.
And I imagine, yeah, go ahead, Dave.
No, one thing I was going to say was I was really going to give a plug for the Michigan Irish Festival. We played there for the first time last year, and you know, we play a lot of these festivals across the country, from the East Coast to the West Coast, and we have to give big kudos to the folks in Muskegon for the festival. It's an extremely well-run festival, and they have some incredibly wonderful talent. I know last year Alton was there, Jig Jam was there. These are the top bands that we see all throughout the country, and so I just want to mention that the folks in Muskegon should really appreciate all the work that goes in there and know that they have a first-class music festival.
It's awesome. Thank you for that. All right. Well, thank you for you. We'll see you as part of the St. Patrick's Party and fundraiser tonight and tomorrow night at the new location, Bella Maria's Event Center. Been there, and it's a great space. We'll hear from you, Brother Crow, Irish dance performances from Arden Academy. There's corned beef, and there's Irish whiskey. Enough said. Aaron and Dave, thank you. Tell me how we find out more information about Tallymore.
You can check out our website at tallymore.com. We also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/tallymore.
And the Michigan Irish Music Festival Facebook page up and running as well. The St. Patrick's Day party tonight, thanks to your talents. Aaron Hoffman, Dave Kennedy, thanks. Don't forget your guitar and your fiddle. See you this weekend.